I'm not sure. You know, we've come up against a very, very good Northampton team, and you know, you can't give teams two goal starts and expect to come back from that against a team like Northampton.
Yeah, it was a slow start, really, conceding the first goal. What, 8 minutes across that wasn't cut out?
You could probably tell me how long it was. I don't know, but you know, we give the ball away and we've made poor decisions off the ball to rectify the mistake that we made. And it's about decision making, and you know, we've made incorrect decisions at times, and it's cost us.
Certainly a lot of crosses coming in, and that's something you always try and cut out, don't you?
Certainly in the first half there was. We spoke about it, you know. Matty Partridge and Damian Batt's job are in the team, and we spoke quite openly on Friday. Your job is to stop crosses. If you can give us anything more, then it's a bonus. But it's far too many crosses. I thought second half we were better.
Yeah, there was a definite improvement in the second half, but it was always chasing uphill, really, wasn't it?
Of course. When you're playing against Northampton and you're 2-0 down, of course you're going to be chasing because they've got some good football players, you know, and That's the game, really.
You have conceded goals that have really, I think, annoyed you over the last few weeks. How are we going to sort that out?
We have to be better. We have to have Ian Gale's come in and his man scored. Simple as that. You know, this game is you know, it's unforgiving at times. It's relentless, and you know, that's his man, goal, back of the net. So you know, stop your man from scoring. Brian Saar's man doesn't score. Week in, week out. He doesn't, because he defends right and he has a hunger and desire and he does the right things. But, you know, one nil down, you're still with a chance with a game of getting something out of the game. 2-0, it's very, very difficult. Like you say, it's an uphill climb.
Yeah, Gale, I think that apart, the rest of the game was good, but that was the thing that killed you, wasn't it?
The second goal, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. The rest of the game, he played very well.
Did he?
It looked like from here. Scoring goals, very important. Jamie Curran had a couple of chances, just couldn't find the target.
Yeah, listen, he's getting in those positions. If he can continue to do that, he will score goals. You know, listen, I'm not making any excuses because we've been beaten by a better team today and a stronger team than ours. But, you know, we've brought a young kid on who's 17 today who's made his debut, and I think that might be the difference in the squads a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that was just to give him his debut, wasn't it? I bet he was chuffed.
Of course he was. He's 17. You know, they can bring on the likes of O'Toole, and we're bringing on a young kid who's played in the youth team this morning. So, you know, we didn't have enough players to cover the bench, but I'm delighted. It's a positive. It's a positive that we're still producing players at this club, and hopefully getting more players through.
Another home game next week?
Yeah, yeah.
Another difficult one?
Absolutely. They're all difficult.
Keep smiling, mate.
Yeah, we'll try.